Proclamation number 5427, dated the July 3rd, 1952. Satan's disguise, where light is conveyed to earth. Satan works with much cunning and trickery and disguises himself so that he is difficult to recognize, for he often works in the same way as my chosen people in order to undermine my working. His constant effort consists of rendering ineffective the glow of light which I give, to extinguish it or to prevent my light from affecting you humans. For truth is a danger to him to be recognized as my adversary. This is why he will often make use of the same means in order to then gain followers for himself who will no longer pay attention to my soft light. He only ever intends to undermine my influence on people. He puts himself in the forefront and wants to be acknowledged as being divine, because he believes himself to have won his gamble if he can dethrone me and occupy my place in people's hearts. And he will also be very successful as soon as people deprive themselves of their realization by merely possessing one of my adversary's faults. As soon as they are spiritually arrogant and therefore don't come to meet me with profound humility, which then will also protect them from ungodly influence. My adversary often confuses people's thoughts, showering them with praise and words of approval which dispel all humility, and anyone who lays claim to such words will already have been defeated by him. He will have fallen into his hands and become a welcome object for his plan of endangering the pure truth, the light from above, by seemingly working similarly, which, however, does not originate from me but will be feigned by my adversary as such in order to confuse people, and with this working simultaneously also reject the working of my spirit, which is the pure truth. Thus you will also understand my warnings about false prophets. For wherever true prophets exist, there will also at all times be false prophets who appear or become apparent, who always come forward in similar ways and yet have not been sent by me. And the certain sign of recognition for my adversary is the fact that he will always turn up where a great spiritual action has been initiated, that is, where the world of light clearly makes contact with the earth and where divine activity is undeniably recognizable. This is where the adversary will take up room, namely by entering the circle of those who strive towards me and effectively laying claim to the divine gifts of grace himself, in order to continue and slowly but surely work against it until he has succeeded in repressing the truth and placing his work in the forefront. The truth certainly asserts itself yet does not compel acceptance where the will is only weak and therefore allows itself to be captivated again. Free will, which is respected by me, makes it indeed possible for my adversary to spread himself because he meets with no resistance, but I will never let my children on earth be deceived by a deceptive light which they can recognize because it does not emanate real light. However, I have always and forever warned you about false Christs and false prophets, therefore pay attention to this, for thereby I myself have also confirmed them. They will come and have already arrived, and in the last days you will still hear often about them. Yet wherever false ones exist, there also have to be true ones, and therefore you must check them. And again I say to you, use the abundance of light of what you are offered as divine truth as a criterion. If you verifiably receive something which conveys to you understanding, thus light, then it originates from me and the prophets are genuine, i.e., work on my instructions. But if you are offered indistinct concepts, which is an elusive light which in fact appears to be the same but on closer inspection turns out to be a work of deception, you should reject it as my adversary's work of deception, who in the last days will try to influence all those he fears to lose with increased vigor. for he takes advantage of every opportunity which enables him to displace me from people's hearts. But he can be recognized, for he lacks wisdom, and therefore everything which he ignites lacks wisdom as a deceptive light due to the will of people who are still enslaved by him because they still share his characteristics, spiritual arrogance, worldly mindedness and selfish love, and who therefore wear a mask under which my adversary can conceal himself. Amen.